Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. God bless you. We want to welcome you to Morning Dew Prayer. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'd like to read in your hearing this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'll begin at verse 3 and go through verse 10. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. God, we thank you and bless you on this morning. I want to give you glory, Lord God, for your word. We are your people. We are the sheep of your pasture, and we've come to you this morning, Lord, on one accord to look to you to receive your kingdom agenda for this day. We've come asking, Lord God, that you would look upon us, favor us, forgive us of all sin, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's our prayer today, Lord, that you would create in us a clean heart, and that you renew a right spirit within us. We thank you and we glorify you for provision that you've made for us, Lord, even before the foundation of the world. Thank you that you've spoken peace and greatness over our lives. Thank you that you've called us to destiny and purpose, Lord, that we are set aside to do your will, your perfect will. Thank you, O God, that you've made way for us to have access and bold access even to the throne of grace, that we can seek you in a time of need, in our times of trouble, in our times, Lord God, of wanting and needing closer fellowship with you. We come boldly to the throne of grace where we always find access. We always find grace and mercy to help us. Thank you for that right now, Lord. Thank you for the faith of God. You are the one who is the author and the finisher of our faith. You have given us faith and called us to live by it, Lord, not by what it looks like or what we feel like, but we are called to live by faith, a faith that is perfect, a faith that comes from you, a faith, Lord God, that allows us to acknowledge that every good thing that is in us is of Christ Jesus. We declare today that we hear your voice. We thank you that you are our shepherd. You are the chief shepherd, the good shepherd. We hear your voice in a stranger we will not follow. And we thank you because you lead and you guide us into all truth. We believe within our hearts, Lord, that whatever it is that you have planned for our lives, it is good. It's great. All of your thoughts toward us are great, Lord God. And we bless you. We walk in a way that's worthy of you. We declare it today. We are pleasing to you. We desire your will, Lord God. We desire to please you in all things. And we desire to bear fruit, every good fruit that brings forth good works in the name of Jesus, because you've called us to this, Lord. Thank you that Jesus has been made unto us wisdom. And we walk today single-mindedly. We're not double-minded, Lord. We expect to know what to do in every situation that faces us today because we're consulting you. You told us to acknowledge you in all of our ways and that you would direct our paths. We declare that we're living on top of every circumstance. We're not living under the circumstances today, but we command situations by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you. You make our thoughts agreeable to your will today. Our plans are established. We decree and declare, Lord, that everywhere we touch and everywhere we walk is blessed. We thank you that our loved ones are blessed. We thank you for our lineage today. We thank you, O God, that even those areas where we live, our neighborhoods, our streets, our communities, they're blessed because we're there and we make a difference. Oh, God, continue to direct our steps. Make our steps sure. We understand today and we grasp the will of the Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for clarity today. We believe, Lord God, that we have clarity. We walk after your will. Oh, God, we are not wondering about what your will is, but we declare that we know your will, and we walk in your will. We stand firm in your will. We declare maturity over our lives. Pull us out of places of folly, oh, Lord, where we'll get serious about the word of God and seek your face, Lord. We'll be convinced of your word. We'll be fully convinced, Lord God, and agree with your word. We thank you right now. We believe that our lives are ordained of you. We believe that the end has been declared even from the beginning, and we thank you. You've destined and appointed us to know your will, to perceive your will, to have discerning of your presence, and we strongly recognize, O God, and become more clearly and intimately acquainted with you and with your will. We declare that today, and we thank you, O God. You've made a way for us. We're without excuse because you have made a way for us through this great salvation. Woe unto us if we neglect so great a salvation. Thank you, Lord God, that you've given us the Holy Ghost who has come to walk alongside. He is a paraclete who gives us, O God, even the ability and the power to intercede today as we call out to you on behalf of the nations, Lord. It's through the power of the Holy Ghost who sees all things, who penetrates to the deep places, who goes to the deep recesses of men's and women, men and women's hearts. And we pray today, Holy Ghost, that you would go in, touch the secret places. Oh, God, touch the stony hearts and turn them to flesh. Those who are perceiving evil in their hearts and scheming those things that are wicked, we intervene right now by the power of the Holy Ghost and kingdom authority. And we come in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we speak peace. Oh, and we speak order. The Holy Ghost comes to bring order. You are full of truth. Oh, yes, we thank you for it right now. We thank you that you've come to speak order over our lives, over our nation, over our government. Yes, Lord, we thank you right now, for the Holy Ghost doesn't speak of his own. He speaks only what he hears from the Father. He announces and he declares it to his people in the earth that we may know how to pray, that we know how to walk, that we know how to govern ourselves, that we know how to go in and out among your people. We declare today that we have the mind of Christ because your word has said so. The mind of Christ is within us. His mind was to do the will of the Father. So we come to pray, O God, for everything that's out of order to be set in order, and that your will be done, and that your kingdom would come on this earth even as it is in heaven. We declare that we hold your thoughts within our minds. Oh, God, our feelings are governed by you. Your purposes are deep within our hearts. Create in us, oh, God, a clean heart. Create in us a clean heart. Renew in us a right spirit. Some of our spirits are off, but renew in us a right spirit today. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, we believe you to do it. We believe you to do it. We're trusting in you. We're relying on you, Lord. We're trusting in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name that is above every name. We commit ourselves to walk in your word. Your word, oh God, produces in us life. Life, Lord God. And wherever we touch, wherever we go, we bring life. We can speak life. We can speak and change situations, and we've decided to do it today. We speak blessing and not cursing. In the name of Jesus, we declare, O God, that you will build up, that you will lift up, that you will deliver, that you will bring out, O God, those who are being held captive, those who are being abused in any situation today. We lift them to you right now in the name of Jesus. Those in hospital rooms, O God, those in rehab centers who are being treated poorly, Lord, we pray for them, O God, that you would avenge them in the name of Jesus. Those in relationships where they're being abused physically, emotionally, God, we lift them to you right now, oh God, that you would deliver them, act upon their situation, oh God. It is our prayer. Mightily, oh God, deliver. You are a strong deliverer. You are a strong deliverer. Go with those who have any type of procedures today. Give them to walk in your word. Give them to walk in confidence, Lord. Yes, Lord God. Make your way plain before them. Touch, Lord God, those who are dealing with their lives, those who have anything to do with their health and their welfare. We plead the blood over them today, and we thank you. Thank you for understanding today. Thank you for discernment. Yes, Lord, thank you, O God, that we're preserved from the snare of the evil one today as we delight in you and we delight in your word. Yes, God, thank you for putting your desires in our hearts. So we commit our way unto you that you may bring it to pass, whatever it is that is your will for our lives. Now, God, we thank you and we bless you for lifting the hung down head today. Somebody's bereaved today. Somebody's grieving today. Take them through, Lord. Take them through the valley of the shadow of death. You're walking with them. We know that we grieve, but not as the world grieves, those who have no hope. But our hope is yet in you, and we thank you. Thank you for holding them up. Thank you for helping them to endure, even in the hard place. Thank you, Lord God. You have the final authority. You settle all the questions, O God, that confront us. You settle every question within us that we don't even dare to speak, every unsettled place, every unstable place. We put it on the altar today. You know all about us. You know all about us. We choose to agree with your word. You're lifting the hung down head right now. Yes, Lord, we're disagreeing with those thoughts that come to our minds, those things that are contrary to your word, conditions and circumstances that seek to turn us away from you. But we cleave to you today, God. We come boldly and hold on to the horns of the altar that we can find our help in you. Yes, Lord, you are our resting place. Oh, God, you are our resting place. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, and we thank you. Our heart is fixed and it's established in your word. Your word is alive today, and we thank you for a living word that won't lead us astray, but always builds us up, always causes us to stand, always causes us to triumph. Oh, God, thank you for your word today. In the name of Jesus, we do bless you. We honor you, and we magnify you. Bless the saints of God everywhere. It is our prayer. Bless our leaders. Continue to lift them up. Give them holy boldness. Give them strength. Put a strong word in their mouths for this hour, Lord. It's much needed. It's in the matchless name of Jesus that we do pray today, and we thank you and we bless you. Thank God. Amen. Saints of God, in these next few fleeting moments, I just want to take time to invite you to join us for Bible study tonight. You know that we will be going Facebook Live for Bible study tonight at 7 p.m., so we're asking that you would join us as we're dealing with managing our emotions, okay? So we want you to be a part of that. Go forth prayerfully today. God has gone before you. Be encouraged. We love you, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.